KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy, windy, and 40. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, March the 1st. News is sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Chickasha Monument Company, and Johnson's Commercial Properties. Windy and cooler today. We'll have highs in the upper 50s, but northerly winds gusting to about 30. Some new guidelines for energy companies to follow when it comes to earthquakes that may be the result of hydraulic fracturing. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
Energy companies working in the scoop and stack plays have some new rules to follow regarding earthquakes that might result from hydraulic fracturing. Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission says the agency's developed a new seismicity protocol.
The protocol lowers the minimum magnitude at which operators have to take action if they have an earthquake during hydraulic fracturing, and lowers the maximum magnitude that requires a shutdown. It also requires operators to have access to a system that provides real-time seismic data.
The scoop and stack plays are the biggest oil and gas plays. Tim Baker, who heads up the Corporation Commission's Oil and Gas Conservation Division, says the changes are part of the panel's efforts to learn how to mitigate the risk of causing earthquakes. The new rules have the support of the Oklahoma Geological Survey. Read more about the new standards on the website okenergytoday.com. Couple of national retailers taking action regarding the sale of guns in light of the tragic school shooting in Florida last month. Dick's Sporting Goods announcing they've stopped selling assault-style rifles, and they're banning the sale of all guns to anyone under 21 years old. Walmart also announcing they will not sell firearms or ammunition to anyone under 21. Walmart also said it will remove items resembling assault-style rifles from its website. Walmart stopped selling AR-15s and other semi-automatic rifles in 2015. A partnership between the Anadarko Police Department and Anadarko Public Schools, hoping to provide some added safety for school students there. The partnership to create a school resource officer program. Superintendent Cindy Hackney said it's designed to be both preventive and supportive while providing the district with more resources for safety programs. Hackney said it would also serve as a platform to develop positive interactions and relationships between students and law enforcement. And Anadarko Mayor Kyle Eastwood said the safety of students is an essential part of delivering a good education, and said in improving the quality of life and education in the quality of life and education in Anadarko keys for the city's economic development. More cool news coming right up.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
Several special elections coming up next week, and voters can cast ballots early if they'd like. In-person absentee voting getting underway today at county election boards. There is a special election for House District 51 in the State House of Representatives that involves most of eastern Grady County, north central and eastern Stevens County, and one precinct in Newcastle. In the Minco School District, voters to decide a special bond issue, which, if approved, would build a new middle school. And throughout Caddo County, voters will decide if a countywide quarter-cent sales tax to fund numerous county services should continue another 5 years. Voting going on until 6 o'clock today, and again tomorrow from 8 to 6, again at county election boards. Results from the beef show, the Grady County Junior Livestock Show now. Of the 33 market steers shown yesterday, Blake Jansen of Amber Pocasset had the grand champion. Connor Shebester of Alec had the reserve grand. There were 44 heifers, and Clay Grossniklaus of Chickasha had the grand champion. Mackenzie Layton of Ampo had the reserve. The 82nd annual Junior Livestock Show wrapping up today with the livestock judging contest. The highlight of the week tonight with the premium sale, where 125 animals will be sold. And while youth may have had several animals this week, they only get to have one in the sale. The buyer's dinner will get underway about 5:30 this afternoon. The awards ceremony at 6:45. The auction starts at 7 with Brian McIntyre being the auctioneer. And here are the last results we have from the Caddo County Junior Livestock Show that was in Anadarko earlier this week. In the goat show, the grand and reserve grand champion Weathers, shown by Preston Garner. The grand and reserve grand champion Doe was shown by Jenica Williams. No sale for the spring livestock show in Caddo County. They have their premium sale in the fall. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $61.64 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $65.78. Natural gas, $2.66 per million BTU. Gold, $1,311. Silver, $16.29. Obituaries today include 65-year-old David Land of Chickasha. A private memorial service will be held by the family at a later date. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for windy and cooler weather conditions today. We will have winds gusting out of the north to about 30 miles per hour. Looks like the clouds are making their way out of the region, so we should see mostly sunny skies today, but a high only in the upper 50s. Right now, it's windy and 40 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Life is full of ups and downs. Same way with business. There are times you need more office space, while other times call for downsizing. Johnson's Commercial Rentals has office space throughout Chickasha and Grady County and can help you find the perfect space for any situation your business may need. Several properties are move-in ready and vary from 1,000 to 40,000 square feet. Is your business ready to make a move? Your first call should be Johnson's Commercial Rentals, 224-2801. That's 224-2801.
In sports, the Class A and B state basketball tournament is getting underway, and we have three area teams that are in the Class A state tournament. The boys' first-round games will be at Edmund Deer Creek today, and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Sorrel boys will play Pond Creek Hunter. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, three-time state champion, the last three years, Fort Cobb-Broxton, they will play Glencoe tonight. The Class A girls will be at the State Fair Arena all weekend, and at 7 o'clock tonight, Sorrel girls will play Okarchee. A Class 2A area tournament will be played at Chickasha this weekend with two boys teams and two girls teams qualifying for the 2A state tournament next week. In games today, afternoon games, Rush Springs and Hollis girls, Minko and Mangum boys tonight starting at 6:30, Van Oss and Ladder girls, and then Ampo boys taking on Christian Heritage. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. Over at the 4A area tournament at Washington, these are losers bracket games today, this afternoon. Tuttle versus Klassen. Tonight, Blanchard versus Elk City. In the 3A area tournament at Ada, Riverside boys and girls both playing Washington in elimination games today, while Marlow boys in an elimination game against Atoka. Several USAO basketball players given some postseason honors by the Sooner Athletic Conference. For the women, Dee Dee Eli named Defensive Player of the Year and First Team All-Conference. Vivian Holcomb was named Second Team, while Becca Worthy, Darian Hill, and Shaylin Bass were named Honorable Mention, and Lady Drover coach Derek Matthews named Coach of the Year. And for the men, Brandon Scott was named First Team All-Conference, Julius Foster named Third Team All-Conference. It took overtime last night, but the Oklahoma City Thunder survive in Dallas, winning 111-110. Russell Westbrook with 30 points. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by Johnson's Commercial Properties, Chickasha Monument Company, and the First National Bank and Trust.